Back to Cody and the cop.
Yeah.
It's a sitcom.
Officer, I see you've cordoned off the area. I'm just curious, what are the plans from here?
He starts to round on you and start yelling with a baton in his hand and then sees the collar and kind of calms down a little bit.
Thank you, sir.
What's your name?
I don't know a lot of people around here with the Irish accent, but I see how you could get easily confused. It is a trying night.
Yeah, don't go in there. As much as you can, keep everybody out.
I was curious as to what...
I'm going to get a truck. I will be back.
A truck for...
For the remains.
And then what? I mean, I assume that an officer of the law would be interested in the fact that we've clearly got some sort of murder going on around here.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Would be the first time I seen a man cheese grated across the top of a lavatory there. Couldn't do cop talk. Assessed honesty, bureaucracy. I don't think my credit rating of 2 is going to help.
And assess honesty. If you want to spend it.
I'll spend a point of assess honesty. I guess you're going to tell me he didn't give a shit.
Not so much that he doesn't... I mean, he doesn't give a shit.
But
he doesn't care about the guy. You see him kind of clicking pieces together in his head and being like, oh my God. Like he didn't really get what he was looking at until you said that.
Gotcha. Okay. So I've not realized that he knows more than this. It's that the gravity of the situation did not hit him until this moment.
Yep. With the point spin, you'll also get that he's not just thinking about this.
Is there something else that happened that we should be worried about?
I don't know what you mean. And he gets in the car and takes off.
Fucking bastard. God be with you.
You guys know that there is a state police station. It's a state police station, but it's another shack.
He's clearly a yokel, so he's going to be going and getting someone who is, you know.
No, he is it around here.
Right. I would assume he'd be going higher up the food chain pretty quick. But anyway.
We come tromping over and tell him everything that we found in the briefcase without saying the thing that we're not supposed to say.
That's no fun. Matt, say it again. See what happens.
Turns out he was trying to translate some kind of... scroll that was found around here.
I take a look at it since it's my first time point spend on a cult.
You're not going to get anything out of it. Yeah, it's weird.
Theology?
No.
Okay.
How did everything with the cop go?
Well, Buford's an honest sort, but he's in a bit over his head. We all are, I think.
In a bit over his head? Or does he know something we don't?
Suppose we'll find out, eh?
Maybe we ought to go... Maybe we ought to go track him down. Talk to him some more.
Christ. You see me tap the collar on my throat.
Yeah. You see me tap the edge of my pistol.
Seen 100 before you fall for doing things like that, son. God be with you.
Yeah, I watched them all fall around me.
Oh my God, Lucas, you play the most unconvincing badass.
What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do?
What do you guys want to do?
I don't know that we're going to... Is he still with us?
Yes.
Okay. It's not an acting game. It's a role-playing game.
Yi Wong wants to find out what happened to her dad.
Aye, lass, but it's going on as he pulls out his old-timey pocket watch. It's going on... 2 o'clock in the morning, perhaps? I don't know. I'm just throwing the time out there. Jeff, let me know if I'm wrong.
Nope.
I know it's going to be hard, but it'd be best for you, us all, if we could get just a tiny bit of sleep. Miss, if you'd like, you can sleep in the back of the truck. I'll sleep on the ground, not a problem. I understand.
Thank you, Father. Yes.
Just
we've got the bursitis and my bunions, and I'm 87 years old.
It's like, my bones are old, but I can sleep on the ground a night or two. Don't you worry about it. Perhaps it would be best we all see what comes tomorrow. Perhaps we can find this friend of your father's.
Does she know anything about this K?
No, she doesn't. Her father has kept her out of it completely.
Okay.
But perhaps, laddie, that Kale could become looking for her father.
Fair enough.
So I'm good with passing till daylight.
I'm not.
You know that craft is spelled with K.
Oh, you didn't say that earlier. Good to know.
Oh, well, Nask.
I would assume
craft. Are the macaroni and cheese barons?
I'm good. I kind
of Wisconsin crafts?
I thought of it, but I would assume that the racism perhaps would be. Well, maybe your idea of a visit to Mr. Kraft is not a bad idea.
Hello.
What do you guys want to do?
I think we wait. Wait for the plot to develop.
You're gonna wait for the morning?
Father's old.
What else did anything in his truck?
Anything in whose truck?
Chinese guy.
You got it.
That's
yeah, you won't get any more.
Nobody in this
spins,
place really has anything, I guess.
He apparently had a briefcase. He's dead. So there's probably something that might have been in something in his truck.
That's fair.
The criminal in me wanted to investigate that. All
right. Does the criminal in you want to go talk to the police officer?
Nope.
Wait, what?
Does the archaeologist in you want to go talk to the police officer?
No.
What would you guys like to do?
Go to sleep. It's 2 a.m.
Okay.
I want to see if Matt has horrible nightmares and gets torn up in his sleep.
Yeah.
No, night will pass.
Okay.
All right. In the morning, Matt, you get up. You come out of your tent. You look around. make a stability check.
Well, maybe you should play a game instead.
Five? Very good.
Pretty stable.
Apparently.
Especially considering
you see people out moving around in the Hooverville, the sun catches it, just fleetingly, but it's almost like there are gossamer lines coming down to the people.
Did I see fishing line?
Kind of, yeah.
From the sky?
From the sky.
From clouds or just from the sky in general?
From the sky.
And I'm okay with it.
You didn't lose any points from it.
That didn't mean you're okay.
Yeah.
You're tripping balls, but you're, you know.
Okay. The lines move with their arms, with their legs.
So
like marionettes?
They look like marionettes. Like, are the people moving disjointedly?
Nope.
They're just connected by their limbs and their torso?
Yeah.
Who's the nearest person to me?
Some random person. You're by the washhouse. You're by the washhouse, right?
Is there a person near me?
Yeah, you'll see a woman heading towards the washhouse.
Okay. Excuse me, miss?
Yes?
Hi there. Dr. Harry Conner.
She shies away. Does not want to be touched by you.
Are you okay, ma'am?
Yes, I'm fine. Why?
Where I'm from, you just greet people with a handshake. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, and she'll kind of reach out very shyly. And
when I grab her hand,
yep.
I do this and feel where the gossamer thing is.
When your other hand comes up, she.
I feel like I should do an athletic check because I think I would hold on to a fucking frail bitch's hand.
You want to?
Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay,
I just gotta spend one, right?
Yeah,
depends on what he wants to do with it.
You could just
be in a post.
Yeah, he's going to make you roll for this, Matt. So if you spend a point, you only have one. You would spend a point and then roll.
Okay.
Add the 1 point to your roll.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. Double fuck.
Yeah, she got a 7.
Strong.
She is...
had breakfast at the soup kitchen.
No, she's freaking out. And she's running away screaming.
Bye.
I
go up to the next person.
Sense trouble, maybe, from screaming?
Yep.
From the bathhouse?
You would hear it.
Hear it that I don't need to spend any sense trouble, or
No, you can hear a woman scream.
Well, the father, who probably didn't sleep very well because his back, you know, is bad. And
he's oh, yeah, you're the right ground. There anyway.
Yeah. So I roll over and look in the side of the screams.
Yeah, you'll see a young woman running away from him.
So it does look like Matt.
Yeah.
Okay. Just curious. There are lots of reasons why people run from people.
Yeah.
You can't see yourself.
Yeah. That's perfectly logical thinking in the game.
I sort of get up and say, you got away with the ladies, son.
Yeah. Funny story. Jeff, do I see the gospel strands on the priest?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like I see more? Or
nope.
Just the standard? How many is it? Five gossamer strands to each person?
Eight.
So
hands, elbows, knees, feet.
Okay.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Knees and toes?
Knees and toes.
Eyes and ears and mouth and nose.
That's a disease.
Okay.
Put your right leg in.
I was just no, it's not.
Head, foot, mouth disease. Get...
Head, foot, mouth disease?
Move on with the show.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and... go ahead and grab the strands.
Yeah, I attempt to grab the... Father, okay, so I don't know what's wrong. Ever since I read that text last night, I had this headache. Do I still have the headache?
No, it went away.
I had this headache last night when I went to sleep. Now this morning, it looks like everybody's marionettes. And it looks like there's strings above you. And as I say that, I swipe my hand over the top of the priest. My arm. Trying to get the strings.
Goes right through it.
And I can't touch them, but I completely see them. It looks like fishing line.
Have you been having a bit too much of the kip, boyo?
I am sober 5 years, sir.
Yeah, he's just nuts.
Prohibition. Oh. Righto, boyo. Let's perhaps you ought to take a little bit of lie down. The California sun can be a bit rough on folks.
I just woke up. I mean, I wasn't even in the sun.
Perhaps a drink of water. Let's get you away from the bathhouse, eh?
Okay. Wouldn't there be water at the bathhouse?
Shh, I think you're nuts. let's have a bit of a sit. Let's just relax.
Okay, what are you two doing?
Come sauntering up to find El Priest.
Okay. Oh. You guys were further away. You guys can make sense trouble checks if you want to see if you hear the scream.
Yeah. Do I see them approach?
I guess I'll roll it
by. I don't care.
I didn't
got a four.
Yeah, you heard it.
So you heard screams.
So I just heard more screams. What, had something else happen? Somebody else die?
Okay, here's what happened. Exaggeratedly explain the whole story and how I see gospel strands attached to everybody.
Probably has something to do with the text you read.
I mean, that's all I can think of, right? Like the fishers of men? Like it completely said that stuff.
Maybe you shouldn't repeat anything that was in that text out loud.
Why? Because it's fucking magical, quote unquote.
I think you're just losing your mind, man. Just relax.
It's perhaps a... Can I roll a psychoanalysis on him to see if I think he's sane?
It would be assess honesty. No.
No, because I mean, he would be telling me what he thinks is the truth.
Yeah.
Can I spend a point of psychoanalysis then?
Sure.
Or would you not have me roll?
No, that's fine. You can use it as investigative.
I know what the answer is going to be already, but let's play the game the way the game should be played.
He thinks he's telling the truth.
See the priest do that narrow stare over the glasses, you know, like classic, you know, authority figure priest thing.
Father, for Christ's sakes, I was an altar boy. I'm not hallucinating.
Shh. Okay. Everybody, sense trouble.
I'll spend a point.
I will do.
Yeah,
I
will
do. I sense nothing. I got a
4.
No, I got a 6.
Cody and Lucas, there are a handful of guys coming towards you from the way the woman took off.
Coming from the bathhouse?
No, she took off back into the Hooverville.
Okay.
And they are coming from that direction.
Like, do they look like burly, scary guys? Like, what kind of guys are
they? I assume so, yeah.
They're not... I mean, there's not really a whole lot of big, burly, scary guys in here. They're all kind of emaciated and half-starved.
Okay, but they're people that live there.
Yes.
Okay.
And what do we know, since I would likely know most of the people in the Hooverville, what do we know of these gentlemen?
Yeah.
Decent folk. There's not too many that you would really think of as...
Are they related to this woman?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to...
In all honesty, I don't know that you would know this woman.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and, assuming that it has caused a ruckus and, you know, Mr. Connery's clearly the source of it, I'm going to sort of... Dr. Connery, excuse me. Dr. Feelgood. I will intentionally step in front of him and sort of interpose myself in between them and him.
Say, I'm kind of sitting with my head in my hands.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Father,
I need you to step out of the way.
Son, it looks like you might intend to do something you'll regret later. Perhaps we should talk about this.
I don't know that you know what's been going on around here, but Annabelle has had enough bad things happen to her, and she does not need more trouble.
I understand. I'm
assuming Annabelle was that woman.
You heard a scream. I don't even know that I saw the woman.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Son, I understand. I understand. Violence has never been the answer. So why don't you tell me what's going on? We'll get it started.
Annabelle said this guy tried to grab her.
The fuck did you do that for?
I tried to shake her hand. I'm sorry that you guys don't have manners here in Hooverville.
When she went to shake your hand, your other hand came up, and then you tried to hold on to her and not let her go.
Sir, shake my hand right now. Shake my hand.
And he'll shake your hand.
Put your hand up here. This is how I shake hands. I am a warm, happy person to meet people. Sorry that a hearty handshake is something you limp-wrist fat fuckers aren't used to out here.
Son, now I know you just came into town. Some of these folk have had a real rough time for a real long time, okay? They're a bit skittish. So I assume that you meant no harm.
Absolutely not.
And you have to understand, if you notice the gentleman's attire and his mannerisms, he's new to town. Doesn't quite understand that.
I'm new to town.
Is it worth spending the point of reassurance, or is that enough?
I'll spend it.
Or point of bureaucracy.
Spend a point of intimidation.
No, bureaucracy wouldn't do anything.
Do you have intimidation?
I do.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They seem mollified.
Define that word for Matt.
That was cute how you asked for yourself. For me.
You see the look in your eyes.
Dr. Connery, I think for the good of all, let's just be careful who we're touching.
What may I ask has happened to Annabelle that's made her so skittish?
Well, after Kraft blew her off when she tried to accuse someone of rape.
Oh my god. Who did she accuse?
That son of a bitch up at the ranch. Ryan Spelling.
Do we know who that is?
He has a name. You should probably write him down on your clues.
You didn't hear his spelling?
I would assume no.
Ryan Spelling, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the first I've heard of that.
That doesn't surprise me. Annabelle's been trying to stay out of sight and as much as she can just hide out in her camp with her dad. She's been trying to take care of him.
Mother Mary.
Listen, just to show her there's no hard feelings, I go to the father's tent and I grab a loaf of bread from my crate. Like, please give her this, and with my apologies for startling her.
Okay. Her dad was beaten pretty badly. She'll appreciate this.
Oh, good.
He tried to stand up to Spelling. Didn't go well.
Spelling have any other people with him up there? Or did Spelling do the damage on his own?
No, he did it on his own.
I didn't think anyone was at the ranch.
Oh no, there's people there.
Spelling and Kraft pretty tight?
No, not really.
Spelling and Kraft enemies?
No.
They are indifferent to one another.
There is a third option.
Go ahead and mark off a point of reassurance, yes.
Okay. I don't need more reassurance than bread.
No, but I'm giving you a lot of information, and you should spend a point for it, and I didn't make you.
This is all I'm good for, so make sure that after this, you guys do some things.
I'm the beat-em-up guy, so.
Well, I have a feeling your point.
Fire in the air, so.
your time's coming.
I got 8 points in intimidation, so do this shit.
All right. So you're a beyond master intimidator then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
General info dump of spelling. Is there anything that I'm just curious as to what work he's doing since the ranch is dead.
He's a ranch hand.
So he is attempting to do ranching.
He's a ranch hand. Who owns the ranch?
Emil Bryson.
Makes sense. Bryson Springs.
Yeah, the ranch has been in his family for years. Spelling's family has worked for them for years.
And why was... What was her name? Annabelle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was Annabelle doing at the ranch anyway?
She wasn't there. It was here.
So he's coming in. I'm assuming, are the ranch hands getting extra day laborers then from the camp?
Not very often. I mean, this is the only place around for him to hang out.
See.
It's the only place for any of us to hang out.
Yeah, it's the only thing other than the gas station for miles.
So if I'm...
The gas station and the state trooper place.
If I'm getting this correctly, then he advances towards her, probably rape, because, you know, that's kind of the storyline we're going with here. Dad gets beat up. She's scared. That's kind of what we're getting here then, yeah?
Yes.
Interesting. But they're doing ranch work on a ranch that is mostly not functional, because fields are all dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a ranch is for livestock, right?
Well, but what are they going to feed the cattle?
Well, is there grass?
Well,
the fields are dead.
Yeah, most of the fields. The fields are dead. The orchard is dead. There's an orange orchard.
Grove.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, the gardens are dead.
Is there grass, though? Is there, like...
Some, not much.
So they're very piss-poor ranch hands, is what you're saying, because there's not much to ranchify.
Yeah, they're on an off year.
Okay.
They still have to keep everything going.
Okay. But,
all right. Well, did the guys leave now that we're done talking to them?
Yeah, they'll leave you be.
Oh, gentlemen, before you go, you know anybody around here whose name starts with a K? Anybody that would, I don't know, be a little different than the regular folks?
You mean Kraft?
Besides Kraft.
No, I don't know of any. There's a shit ton of people here, though. I don't know everybody.
I just think the idea that Kraft wrote the note was a red herring.
Yes, but you have to investigate red herrings sometimes to know they're red herrings.
He didn't seem to know the Chinaman or that Chinese bitch.
Unless seeing him totally just absolutely destroyed and scraped across the ceiling when he already knows something creepy is up. Fisher of men and all that. So just for perspective, how many people are in the Hooverville outside Bryson Springs? We're talking 100? 1,000?
Couple hundred.
Okay. Fair enough.
Look, the only lead we have on this note... I'm sorry. The only lead we have on this note is the name K.
It's a letter. It's a letter.
Well, okay, yeah, it's a letter, Dix. The letter K. Should we go try to talk to Kraft about the scrolls? Did anybody find him particularly honest last night? Did anybody use any kind of...
The priest talked to him.
Yeah, you talked to him. What did you think?
That's what I waited for the morning to see any further developments.
Did you sense any honesty? Or assess any honesty?
I would have told you, Matt, that there is something up, but it was not to the point that I would have an inkling that perhaps something may be afoot, but I wouldn't know that.
I don't trust this cop. Maybe we should go talk to him.
Thoughts?
Really got to talk to a cop right now? I'm not really in the mood. Really
thoughts, Mr. LeBeau?
That is bad. It's either that or we can go beat the shit out of this rancher.
Are you the rapist avenger now?
Did you see the skull?
My drive is revenge.
He didn't specify whose revenge. Just anybody who needs revenging.
He's the revenger.
Revenge is what you're wrong.
I guess that'd be sense trouble. You guys can make another sense trouble check.
With the guys that we just talked to?
No. No.
I'll spend another point.
The cop?
4.
I will not, but I'll roll a 2.
I got a 6. I sense shit.
You gonna sense trouble, Trey?
No. Okay. I need you now.
You two notice that the... How Buford had roped off the one side of the wash house.
Yeah.
It's been torn down and restuck.
Somebody's been in there.
Aye.
You think they came in to retrieve the remains, maybe?
I think that'd be a mite difficult without us waking up. It'd be hard to pull a truck up in the middle of the night. Was sleeping on the ground.
Well, there wasn't a whole bunch of them left. They probably could have got 50 pounds.
It's either that or, and I kind of whisper, they're looking for the damn briefcase.
Maybe.
Buford did say he was coming back.
Right, but I was thinking he was coming back with a truck, was what he was saying.
Yeah.
So,
do we see...
With a pickup. He could have gotten in there and not woke anybody up.
I was going to say, do we see, like, recent tire tracks around the area? Other than his truck?
Yeah, probably. There's been at least two or three trucks that would have been through here recently.
I want to investigate. I want to go take a look. I want to see if anything's been disturbed since last we've been here.
The body's gone. You've already seen it, so you don't need to make another check.
Okay. Well, hey, guys, so the body is gone. Somebody did come in the night and take it.
Is it clean, or is the body just gone?
No, the body's gone.
Okay.
So it's pretty stinky.
Yeah. In June? Yeah. Absolutely. It probably smells horrendous.
Virtual desert? Yeah.
It's not in the desert.
So what do you guys want to do?
I just want to ask... That's fine. I just want to ask Yiling one more time just to make sure that there's no other leads that we should be following on that end. So she has no clue who her father was dealing with. She has no clue where they were dealing. There's not like a sort of like part that we wouldn't know of where, you know, Asian immigrants are segregated from the rest of us. It's just her and her dad, and her dad just wandered off each day and didn't tell her where the heck he was going or what he was doing.
Yep, she was supposed to stay and watch the truck.
Okie dokie. Well...
Do we still have the briefcase?
Yeah, let's say we tuck that away somewhere.
Unless you took it.
Do we still have the briefcase, Jeff?
If one of you wants to make another reassurance spend, she will let you keep it.
I just want to make sure that it was still around.
Right.
I
mean, yeah, she...
We've gotten pretty much all the information, and now I can see fucking fishing lines, so...
Is that disconcerting to you?
Is that still continuing? Like he's always going to be seeing this now?
Until he tells me otherwise, I'll assume that I see the fishing lines.
See, I love the fact that Matt actually gets creeped out while playing these games. Just a little. Yeah, like, you actually look disconcerted that your imaginary character...
Oh, I can fucking... In my mind's eye, I can see all
when he goes to bed tonight, he's going to wake up in Texas in the morning, and I saw fishing lines in all my dreams.
No, what's really interesting to me, which was why I was wanting the occult spin, was kingfisher, fishermen, you know, lure fish. I was trying to get something along those lines, but apparently it's not anything.
Is there a lake nearby?
Oh.
Is it on the water?
There must be some water if there's a citrus grove.
And
it was a
bathhouse.
All right.
He's got a picture of disconcerted Matt.
Yeah, I'm going to take it home and Photoshop and put a little gossamer lines going down. Send it to him in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
I wake up, my phone goes ping. I'm like, what the... Oh, God!
Wake up,
damn.
Okay.
That's
fucking funny.
Mr. Archaeologist, Mr... What was your
last name? Dr. Connery.
Dr. Connery.
You can call me Harry.
Harry Connery.
Junior?
You want to go...
Nice.
You want to go talk to Kraft?
Well, I've only said it four times, but sure.
Are you guys going to keep the briefcase or leave it with her?
I mean, I really don't have a need for it. Have we gone over it tooth and nail?
Virtually.
You've gotten everything you're going to get out of it for right now, yeah.
Perhaps you have a small journal in which you sketch images and notes? Matt?
Sure.
Rail
diary? I mean... I'm just, they're softballs, Matt. I'm just tossing them up in the air and waiting for you to swing at them.
Okay. I write down all the translations before we go.
Okay.
So that I have a copy of it.
Yeah. Remember, Jehovah's spelled with an I.
Right. J? The way he delivers the line J in that movie is fucking brilliant. Jehovah. Okay. Name God. J? No, boy.
What are you two doing?
Jehovah spelled with an I.
Troy?
Going with, I guess.
You know, okay. You can go talk to the rancher if you want. You can just split the party.
You
want to
stay? I know my friend, you said...
I know how you feel about splitting the party, but...
Well, two and two. It's not really split.
What?
Do you want to stay and guard the lady?
No. Don't care about her.
I'm saying two and two. We can go talk to Kraft. You can go talk to the rancher.
Do you want to go with us?
No. Let's not do that. Let's leave right here.
I'd like to point out.
You want to go with us? You can stay in the truck.
I'd like to point out that if someone should go talk to Kraft.
You're going to talk to Kraft?
The only reputable individual that is around.
I really want to know what happened to my father. Yes.
Okay. But listen, if you come with us, you got to let me do the talking.
She doesn't speak.
Why?
For translation purposes.
Oh.
I'd hate for you to mess something up culturally.
And got any reassurance?
No, I don't.
No?
Perhaps you should not offer the lady to come with us.
That's what I tried to say.
But anyway, if you're going to have the talkie, people to the officer, probably not the criminal and the PTSD Marine. But if somebody wants to go beat up the rapist, I think the criminal and the PTSD Marine would be very, very suited for that job. Not to mention you don't want the priest around when you beat on somebody.
That's a true statement.
So I'm just going to throw that out there. You're going to split two and two. That's probably the better way to cut it.
Now, do you want to all go as one group, or do you want to split two and two?
I'm fine with two and two.
Randy, what do you want to do?
Either way. Okay.
Let's go beat some rancher ass.
Borge, why not?
All right. All right. Go talk to El Capo. All
right.
All right, well, we'll go.
Which way you want to go? Which way you want to go, Jeff? Which group do you want to do first?
I don't care. It's up to you guys.
You're running the game. It's up to you.
All right, we'll go to the ranch first. we need some combat.
This episode is too boring. Somebody needs to get punched in the face. All
right, so we're punch. How far? I imagine the ranch isn't too far away then. We can just walk there.
No, it's a few miles.
Okay, so I mean, we can drive. I have drive auto if I need it.
You have a working car?
There's a bunch of trucks lying around. You mind if we take a truck?
No, there's, I do mind.
He has a truck and they have a truck. We'll just take Yee's truck.
He has a truck. Everybody has a truck.
Three working vehicles.
I'm sorry that you're poor and don't have a truck, but fuck you. The ranch is right there.
No, it's not. It's a few miles away. Did you not just hear the question?
It's 1935.
Can I roll off Filch?
On him or me?
On him.
I mean, that's up to Jeff.
What are you filching?
Character against character.
Oh, hell yeah.
Character against character roles are, you know, however.
Was it opposed filching?
Sense trouble.
Well, okay.
Well, you roll sense trouble, you roll filch. All
right. Yeah, one.
Six.
I like that. We're going to split up. Hey, look over there.
So you just,
then you guys take off in this truck.
How much can I get from a six?
What do you mean?
What else can you filch?
What are you filching?
I mean, I'm going for his keys, but if I feel
no,
fine.
No, you'll get the keys.
Maybe a wallet or something, too.
Maybe whoever came and took the body took your keys. See, old Remy and I have become friends over the years. We'll work together.
Go ahead, go fucking take my truck, Dick.
Well, you're looking for keys somewhere now, so we're just gonna jump in and go. We're driving down the road.
We're next to my truck, so you're just jumping in and going?
No,
we're gonna wait for you two to go,
and then they'll take off.
I guess we go in the priest truck.
Right. Yep. So you guys go in the priest truck.
Can't find my keys anywhere. Fuck.
We like barrel by you guys, fingers in the air, out the window.
No,
it's the other way.
Yeah. I like the idea of Matt Waters off. He's like, maybe I left them over here. Bree sees them jump in his car and fired up.
Maybe they fell out of my pocket when you were calling me crazy earlier.
We're both over there looking around the bathhouse for your keys. Boom! Christ Almighty!
Pricks.
All right, Bryson Ranch.
Bryson Ranch. What do we see? In the way of land.
The ranch.
Put me in the story here.
Yeah, let me get the...
Immerse me.
Is the word. Funny enough, it's right towards our house, though.
The former prosperity of the region can be seen in the ornate nature of the main house. Well-maintained rooms are filled with... No, that's the inside.
yeah, go on.
X-ray modeled in a hacienda style, the estate sprawls over several acres. Ivy crawls up adobe walls, peaked with clay-tiled roofs. Two large courtyards were once used to sort the massive orange harvest, and now empty bunkhouses could hold nearly 100 workers at peak of the season. What's the matter?
He's good.
Hacienda. Well, we have what a hacienda-style home looks like.
Hispanic.
Nowadays, it appears as if the blight...
What does that mean to you? How many Hispanic homes have you been in?
Right. Adobe.
See, I am not. They're lovely, by the way.
They're Adobe very lovely with arches.
And those cool clay tiles on the
Please continue, sir. Roof.
Nowadays, it appears as if the blight that affected the land attacked the house as well. The gardens are browning or sickly, the paint has come chipping off the walls, and the staff has been reduced to a skeleton crew. So, are there people big out? House, big plot of land, okay. Barn.
There are people working out in, like, in the front of the house? I mean, there are people really. Out there? We don't see anybody at all?
Middle of the day, maybe someone out working, but not a whole lot to do. Pretty much everything's dead.
Okay.
Bad season.
Walk up to one of the, I'm assuming they're workers.
Yeah.
Right. Looking for Emil Bryson.
Mr. Bryson would be in the main house.
What about Mr. Ryan Spelling?
Oh, Spelling, he'd probably be in the barn working on something.
Is this a male or female?
This would be a male.
Okay. Mr. Spelling seemed like an all right guy.
He's kind of an asshole.
Sounds about right.
Why? What's it to you? Who are you?
Go about your business.
That's not the droids you're looking for.
We're not the criminals you're looking for. At least not yet.
All right. So I guess we'll head up to the barn.
Sounds good.
Okay. Heading up to the barn. Is it open? Is the barn open?
Yeah.
Okay.
Middle of the day. Door's open.
Is he inside? Is Mr. Spelling inside? Can I see him?
Sure. We'll say he's working on a tractor.
Is he alone? Is there anyone else nearby? I guess is the question.
We'll say one other guy's in there working on something else.
This guy, what's this guy look like?
Which guy?
A worker.
A worker? Like a worker.
I mean, is like he a big guy? Is he a
like a ranch
guy?
Hand. He's used to throwing bales of hay around.
So he's a fairly hefty fellow.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we know this gentleman's name?
Nope.
All right. How you want to play this? Good cop, bad cop?
How about bad cop, worse cop?
Let's fucking do it. So I kind of knock on the barn.
Okay. They don't seem to pay much attention. The worker will kind of look over. And who's that?
Mr. Spelling.
Do you say it like that?
Yeah. Trying to be a little cordial for now.
Staying outside or coming in?
For now, I'm standing at the doorway, waiting to be invited in. I'm trying to be cordial here. For now.
And you're a vampire.
And I'm a vampire. They had to invite me in.
The Spelling will look out from under the tractor and gets a look at the both of you and says, "We don't have any work."
Not looking for work, friend. Looking for you.
He looks out again.
I want to suck your dick off.
Offensive, Matt.
Oh, my bad.
We can pick
those blowjob enthusiasts out there.
That's the one where we really don't believe anyway.
What, blowjob? Enthusiasts.
No, we believe enthusiasts every fucking time. No enthusiasm around here. Mm-hmm. All right, Lucas, you were intimidating the man. Please continue.
I was just saying, we're looking for you.
What do you want? Kind of busy here.
There was a murder up at Shantytown. We heard you were the kind of the guy in charge here.
Mr. Bryson would be the one in charge.
Well, we know he's real charge around here. Everybody takes orders from you, right?
Well, yeah. What's that to you?
We're trying to see if we can, you know, find some suspects, essentially.
Do
you have any shady characters in your employ?
Okay, he's not going to deal much with you without a point spin. So what are you trying for?
What sort of interpersonal skills
flattery
you got?
Flattery would work with the way you're going.
Yeah, let's spin a point of flattery.
Okay. Is the guy still standing there?
He's still going about his work, but he's watching what's going on.
Why don't you take a hike, buddy?
I got intimidation
if you want me to roll it.
I've got work to do. You don't have anything over on him.
What do you mean?
You need to set up the situation where the point spend is viable.
Yeah.
I don't want him there. How is that not viable?
Because Spelling has more pull than you do. And Spelling told him to be there.
Just shoot him.
You mind if we talk alone? We just don't want word getting out too much, you know, trying to keep this between a small amount of people.
Okay.
I know you've got, you're under control of all your men here, but we need to see if there's maybe one or two that might stick out as bad seats.
That are naughty little fuckers.
Zeke, go have a smoke.
Zeke, what? Smoke?
Yeah.
Did you speak?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. The other guy will head out.
Good job, guys.
So what's the deal?
Is there anybody in your crew that you think might be capable of dragging a Chinese man around a wash house?
Maybe no specific. Just
what the hell are you talking about?
Let's keep it simple. Come on. No. Redo. Redo.
No, it's out there. Leave it out there.
No. I don't want to be out there.
What my associate means to ask is there anybody on your land here that would be capable of murder?
I think pretty much anybody would be capable of it. Are you looking for something specific?
A murderer.
Anybody who doesn't seem to be quite right in the head.
Are you typically in the tradition of hiring people you think would murder people? I find that to be a, you know, specific kind of person.
He's like bad managing, really.
You guys just complimented his management style.
Yeah.
About a minute ago, yeah.
Bad cop, worse cop.
He'll, give it away.
He'll look at Lucas's at Lucas and say, "You look like somebody who spent time in the war just like I did. You know that pretty much anybody's capable of killing somebody. What are you looking for?
Somebody who's capable of committing a murder so grotesque that you would pass out having seen it.
Son, I think you're looking in the wrong place. That doesn't fit anybody around here. I think you need to go back to the Hooverville and look there.
Is there only one door in this barn?
No, there's probably a back entrance.
But is the back entrance open?
It's a barn.
Barn.
It would be open, yes.
Okay.
For airflow, yes.
You want to keep talking? I'm going to go close these doors.
Jesus.
I just don't want prying ears listening in. You don't mind if I close these doors?
There's
his toes.
There's no one else around to listen to this.
What about that Zeke fella?
I told him to get lost. He'll get lost.
All right. I mean, is there anything I can spend?
You're like the most ridiculous, hard ass ever, Lucas.
I mean, what are you wanting to do? I don't get it.
I'm trying to bar anyone else from seeing us with him. I mean, we know Zeke saw us, but like, if we can close him off in this room, that's what I'm trying to do.
No, it would take a while to close the big barn doors.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Thank you.
Okay, so what do you want to do? Well, either one of you.
I'm worse cop, so what does back up
mean? Transition this into...
Do you hire a lot of female workers?
No.
Any female workers?
There's a few that work in the house, but not in the fields.
And they have a scouting for female workers?
No.
You come down to the Hoover Mill often?
Every once in a while, yes.
You know a woman named Annabelle?
Yeah. Sense? Yeah, what of it?
Is he getting a little upset when I mention the name?
No.
He's still a little buttery from my sweet talk.
Nah.
I don't know about that. Still buttery.
I mean, I'm building up to just basically hitting this guy in the face. Yeah. So if you want to try to butter him up before something happens, you let me know.
Everything on this video, huh?
my channel divinity.
Can I bargain with them?
Depends on what you guys want to get.
Is there like a large hammer or something nearby?
They're working on a tractor.
Yeah, I mean, something I can just pick up.
Okay. What are you guys trying to do?
Get information out about trying to get information about whether or not he raped this woman.
Okay. How are you trying to do that? What?
If he can't get it out of him, I'll beat it out of him.
Okay. If you want to beat it out of him, that's one thing. If you want to spend points to try and get him to talk, that's something else.
Well, I mean, that's why I said, like, I have intimidation, so I don't. What do you want me to do? Like, if I can intimidate him into
if you're going that way, that's a very direct. That's a very different path than trying to talk. That's why
I
asked
if there was something nearby I could grab that might hurt if I hit him with it.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so I'll pick that up. Whatever it is, it's a wrench. We'll call it a wrench.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Do you want to try to interfere here before things get shitty?
I mean, you've already picked up the wrench.
No, I'm just... this is a nice wrench.
Line.
Yeah.
This is a nice wrench. So what do you... All right, I'll pick up the wrench and I'll say again, do you know Annabelle?
Yeah, I said I know Annabelle.
Annabelle claims that you raped her.
That bitch was asking for it.
Was she now? I hit him with the wrench. I hit him in the
make
kneecap.
A roll.
What do I roll?
Weapons?
Weapons.
Okay, I will.
Wrench on there. Wrench.
I picked one up.
He was working on a tractor.
No, I meant like mechanical repair.
Oh,
since he's using a wrench.
Are those? Is that something you can get back if you rest or no?
Nope. Yes,
weapons. Oh, weapons.
I didn't think weapons was.
Then weapons, firearms. I think
physical,
stealth,
physical attributes.
Then I will spend two.
Okay.
I got a three.
You can dodge a wrench.
Yeah.
He
He's
dodged
a little more dexterous
wrench
than I thought he would be.
Apparently you can't dodge Zeke's dick.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck, guys.
How about you, Sideburns?
Okay.
You want to grab one or something?
At this point, it would go to initiative. So it would be whatever pool you are acting on. The highest pool will go first.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm trying to beat the fuck out of the guy.
Right, okay, so you're going to act on weapons.
Firearms.
Okay.
What is your maximum weapons?
Now is...
No, seven. Maximum.
Oh, eight.
Eight.
So you're going
to... What are you going to do?
Feel like I try to shoot him. So...
What's firearms?
Ten.
Okay, you're going to go first. Before
gonna actually, I was trying to kill the guy. I was just trying to beat him.
Yep, well, I'm a criminal, and...
Well, we just went from worst cop to even more worst cop, so...
This is a guy who tried to hit him in the face with a wrench.
I was only worst cop!
What pool does Mr.
So you're using guns?
Is it higher than 10?
It is, actually.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, he's gonna go first.
Yeah, he's gonna act off of athletics.
What's his athletics?
His athletics is a 12.
Shoot him in the back.
He's gonna act first.
He will spend three. Oh, he only got four. That won't get him out of the barn.
Okay.
He is heading out the back, kind of diving roll over the tractor to get the hell away from you guys.
So you can shoot him then, because you're next. Spend a point there or two.
Hold on, I'm trying to think. I can do this retroactively.
You can do what retroactively?
I can add to my roll.
You have to add. You have to spend a point before you roll.
I can add to my roll.
One of his character names.
Oh,
I mean, pull it up and prove it to you.
Oh, your criminal.
What?
Your criminal allows you to do it last?
Is it a cherry? There are it depends on where you found that, that's all. Because some of them are in other books.
Is that under firearms? Or?
No, it says it.
We really should play with the cherries, though.
I'd have to go buy that book.
Yeah, I know.
It's in Knight's Black Agents.
Oh my god, those cherries are so much fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like a cherry. That's the only reason why I said that, Troy. So for anyone, I'll fill this up with instructional talk. So this Trail of Cthulhu is a part of the Gumshoe series of books. And
no, I guess it only applies to certain roles. I'm assuming.
Yeah, because usually in combat, you're not allowed to do stuff like that unless it's a potential cherry ability.
Yeah, I'll spin two.
Okay.
Five.
That'll hit him.
Shoot him.
Boom.
1d6.
Roll that pretty d6 damage.
Three.
Okay.
Is that 1d6 plus or is that 1d6 flat?
1d6 flat.
Three pistol damage.
Okay. And my turn. Now, did that like knock him to the ground?
No.
Where did you
throw the wrench?
Yeah, I was gonna say, let me throw the wrench at him.
This is such a terrible idea, and I love it.
Yeah, I know. That's why we're doing this.
This fucker tried to swing at him. This is a what? Guy who pulled a gun. What is with you in the trail and pulling guns on people?
Criminal!
I wasn't going to pull the gun. I mean, I've got him, but I didn't do it.
Apparently, you should change criminal. I mean, I can.
I guess I can pull a gun and shoot the guy. Why not?
No, you already declared that you're going to pull a
because I declared weapons?
Yeah.
I mean, a gun's a weapon.
I was trying to get some info. Not swinging a wrench in his face.
Okay. What do I do to... What do I roll for throwing a wrench at someone?
Weapons.
Just for... There's no throw, I guess.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Very, very streamlined combat. And really.
And you were acting shady. That's why I shot you in the back.
What was this guy doing? Dodging a wrench and running away.
Yeah. Damn. I'll spend one again. Let's just spend one this time.
Fuck. You get a...
No.
Die.
The listeners at home, Lucas bought these special die with skulls on them, and so far he's only rolled ones with them.
They were doing fine earlier.
Oh.
Did he fall?
He didn't fall.
Still didn't make it out of the barn, though, huh?
He will make it to the
door. Did the gunshot at least slow him down?
Mechanically, 3 points of damage won't slow someone down.
Okay. Shoot him again.
Well, hold on. Did you already start the top of combat, or did you give him a chance to change their pool?
I'm not changing the order once we start it.
Oh, okay. So you're going to keep the same order, but they can still change their pool?
Yes.
Okay. So you still go second, but you don't have to use firearms if you don't want to.
Well, I think I should.
Fair enough.
I mean, you already got it out there.
So. Yeah. Well, okay, the question. If I'm able to dual wield, do I get two shots per turn?
You all took more than one gun on you?
I have one.
The bag that I'm carrying is nothing but firearms and ammunition.
Criminal.
Military.
I don't know how much more I can explain. Not a good guy, probably.
No, it's not an issue of good guy or not. Okay.
You told me I could have whatever I wanted, essentially.
It's a true statement.
Shoot him.
I'm asking. If I am carrying two guns, is that two shots per round?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if I want to do that. I want the option out there.
Do you roll twice then for that?
Yes.
Okay.
And you spend twice for it.
If you want to spend, yes.
Yes.
So.
What?
Did not know that worked.
Athletics to run after him?
Never. Yes. Shoot him? He's still in the barn for now. He's like right outside, right in the doorway.
I'll shoot him again.
Yeah.
I'll spend one this time.
Six. That's a six.
For athletics?
For
firearm.
Yeah,
firearm.
Oh, yeah, you hit him.
It's a four.
Damn.
You shoot him twice? Or no?
No.
Okay.
So now I can change to something else?
Yep.
I will shoot him. I don't
want
to get away.
I mean, yeah, guns have been drawn, so...
Right. What the it's hell? Already happened.
Boy, these boom-booms are going to draw in...
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just spend one...
See, you had no reason to worry, Jeff. We were going to fuck it up no matter what.
Six.
Jesus.
You'll hit him.
Jesus, Mary.
Six.
Oh, God!
I shot that motherfucker right in the neck.
You might have killed him. Nope, he's still running.
No, that's a health check.
Okay. So yeah, you might have killed him.
He is still conscious and moving.
He's still moving?
Huh?
Yeah, how much HP does this guy have?
What did you start with?
I started with 10.
So you can go to negative 6.
Yeah, you could actually take 10. You could take 15 damage before going unconscious. Okay. So moving might be, you know...
Yeah, it's going to slow.
Might be crawling.
I mean, this wasn't his role to move. This was his role to stay conscious after getting shot again.
All right. I shot him for 6 points while you were gone.
Nice.
Yeah.
Minus one for his roles in combat now, is that right?
For everything.
Yep, you guys did enough damage to hurt him pretty bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another gunshot will kill him.
Ooh. He is out of you guys' sight, and he is yelling for help.
All right. Well, I guess we have to run after him now because he's out of our sight.
He got to the door and went around the corner.
Whoa. Escalated quickly.
Escalated when we walked in the door.
You pulled a fucking gun and shot him.
I was just trying to hurt him.
That's called escalating it quickly.
It's like, yes, you escalated it, sir.
He escalated it.
No, he definitely escalated it. You took it to another level.
You went from escalated my escalation.
I was trying to talk to the guy.
You put a mountain on top of my mountain.
You got peanut butter in my chocolate.
Officer Reese, what pool are you going to work off of? I'm assuming, Jeff, you're running the Zed Lattice.
I mean, yeah, Jeff's got to run after him.
Yeah, he's trying to get away from him.
Spend one. Four.
Okay, you'll get to the door.
Same. Seven.
Six. You'll get out the door and you can see where, you can see the direction he's going.
Okay. Like, is he really far away?
He's about halfway to the corner of the barn.
Okay.
From the door.
So he's like 40 feet away, maybe.
Okay. Is it his roll?
Yeah, it'll be down to him now.
Okay. Oh, that can't be good.
Yeah, because he didn't spend. He falls on his ass.
Okay. Shoot him again, or do I find try to get up to him?
Well, it'll be Troy's action next.
Actually, let me see. Yeah, he's okay. He's low enough in health. I made him make another health check for falling.
So, if that's below a four, does he continue to lose health or something?
That's to not fall unconscious. No. Yeah. He's been shot shot three times?
What are you doing?
Running.
Okay.
Okay. So with a six?
Yeah.
You'll catch up to him.
Okay. I don't want to accidentally shoot you, so I'll just run after you. I won't spin. I rolled a one, so I fell over. I got sidetracked by a pretty cat.
Tripped on the door. Or no, you got outside.
I tripped on a stone.
Yep, something. Okay.
So Mr. Spelling's last breathing action, I have a feeling.
He's within arm's reach of you.
Think maybe we shouldn't kill him and just say he's had enough and leave? I mean, we beat the shit out of him pretty bad.
Beat the shit out of him? You shot him!
We shot the shit out of him pretty bad. Shot the sheriff. I didn't shoot the deputy.
No, you haven't. You didn't go to the sheriff.
Shot the ranch.
You haven't had the chance to shoot the sheriff.
Shot the ranch hand, but I didn't shoot the ranch owner.
Athletics. If he rolls bad, he can stand up. If he rolls good, he can take off again. Because he's not spending.
So if you roll a one, he stays down?
Yeah, I'll give him that.
Oh,
he's gone.
He is to the corner yelling. Troy, what are you doing?
Actually not.
Are you chasing? You shooting?
I'll shoot him. I got four.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Do more than one. He's probably dead.
It's four.
I'm pretty sure he's going down. Yeah.
So he's dead?
He is.
Unconscious.
He's down. He's.
He's bleeding out at this point, probably.
Remy, you want to get the fuck out of here?
Not really.
I mean, he's down.
He's down. There's probably people around here.
Jesus Christ.
This isn't a massacre. We just wanted to hurt this guy.
No, are we not going to try to get information?
What more? This is the information we were looking for.
You want to kill him?
This guy, I don't think, knows anything about what was in that briefcase. If it's anybody, it's the other guy.
We don't know because you hit him with a wrench.
I missed him with the wrench.
Or you try to hit him with a wrench.
You hear a little girl scream.
That's probably a fair thing to hear.
Yes, we'll leave.
We should get the fuck out of here. So let's.
You
get
look up and you see a little girl come out of the grove, see you two with smoking guns, scream and take off towards the house.
I shoot her. No, I'm just kidding.
Light the house on fire.
No, no, I'm not gonna do that. Let's get the truck and fuck off.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want us to do. Is there a luck roll?
Oh shit! They saw you.
Everybody probably saw us without you having to roll that.
Not necessarily. You came out the back of the barn.
Yeah, you were in the back of the barn. They weren't sure where exactly you went.
Oh, okay.
You go back out front to get back in the truck.
Yeah.
They'll see you.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't roll like a
even though there wasn't anybody out there to begin with.
It's funny how gunfire draws people.
It's funny how one, two, three, four gunshots will draw people. Five gunshots?
Four.
Four.
Funny that.
four really well aimed gunshots. All right, so.
And one really poorly aimed wrench.
Yeah, well. I'm a shooter, not a brawler.
You guys go ahead and give me one more athletics trick.
Okay.
To get to the truck, see how quickly you get there.
I will spend two. And get a four.
I'll spend one. And get a two.
Okay. You are to the truck and I guess sitting in the passenger seat waiting because he had the keys.
We never really established who had the keys.
Yeah, he took them.
I took the keys.
Doesn't mean he didn't leave them in the truck.
Okay, a preparedness check to see if he left them in the truck.
Who says I drove?
Do we both roll that?
No, he asked if they were still in the truck. Yeah. Preparedness is literally for those like game rule-breaking things like this where you're like, oh no, I left them in the ignition.
That's something you can regain.
That's what preparedness is for.
Yeah, but can you regain that on a rest?
No.
No, just...
Okay. There are certain things you can't. That's why I was curious. I'll spend one. I got a seven.
Yeah, the keys are in the truck.
I start the truck and open the door for him.
Okay. I'll leap in the back.
They're going to get one shot at you before you're gone. Since you didn't make it on your first turn. They'll spend two.
Oh!
What's your... It doesn't matter. That's a six. Four damage.
You still get to the truck.
Yeah. Four damage shouldn't hurt him that bad, but it hurts.
You see the front door of the house swing open. Guy with a Winchester rifle takes a pop shot at you as you're jumping in the car. And I assume you're getting the hell out of Dodge.
Oh, yeah. Shoots right up Main Street.
So we're gone or yes? No? Yes? I mean,
Ask that question.
How quickly are you taking out? Are you
barreling
taking
the fuck out of there? Are you kidding me?
As
soon as he's in the back of the truck, I'm gone.
Make a drive check.
And again, I'm going to keep asking these questions.
No,
I don't know what comes back and what doesn't after arrest. So
it's only things that you would be fatigued to get back.
Hang on a second. I will find the list.
Pretty sure it's like athletics. It's
so like driving didn't come back.
I don't believe so.
Hang on, I'm looking.
You guys and your guns.
What?
I'm going to quit giving you guys guns.
Fucking arseholes.
You told us we could do whatever we wanted.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to quit giving you guns.
See what happens. I got lots of guns. I'm a military guy.
Stop swinging wrenches at people's faces.
Who's his kneecap?
Still waiting for Matt to be mad.
Why?
It's okay. I think Troy knows now.
Troy knows what?
I actually don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay. Somebody out there in listener land is with me.
What?
I don't know what's happening.
So, the series of events, right? What happened?
I see fishing lines.
No, not your character. What they just did, the whole assassination thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the most recognizable thing?
My truck.
Absolutely it is. The nicest truck in town.
Think about it. So I'm gonna have an alibi with the cop and a priest.
All three of you assholes are going to jail. Or they might just.
There's one cop. We'll just kill him too.
Jesus Christ!
What the fuck?
I'm
sorry. I can't find it right now. We'll find it.
For now,
we'll just. Facebook.
I guess for now we'll just assume that it doesn't. And I will.
The point is, do you feel 50-50 or do you need something better than that?
Yeah, I don't feel good about this, so I roll like two sixes, and that's probably going to be it for the night. I must spend two in driving, because I'm barreling out of there.
Okay.
With him in the back.
God, don't hit a post.
Hot dice. I might hit a person, I'm not sure yet.
Little girl!
Five total.
You're out.
We're gone.
You're good.
On the way back to the Hoover?
Yeah, you're going to drive 2 miles down the road and park.
Hoover? I'm going to hide the truck behind the wash station.
Behind the other crime scene. Yeah. Good call.
Exactly.
Brilliant.